As they do every New Year's Eve, hundreds of thousands of revelers are converging on New York's Times Square. But along with the confetti, red balloons, and 2 minutes of fireworks, they will find heightened security and officers ready to search their bags. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Manholes have been sealed and mailboxes have been removed. Snipers will be on nearby rooftops and undercover officers will be everywhere. Streets will be closed to traffic and pilots will be banned from flying lower than 2,000 feet over the area. Several thousand police officers will be on duty, about the same as last year, and there will be added security in subway stations. The FBI continues to search for several foreign-born men who apparently entered the country illegally, and photographs of some of these men were distributed to police officers around New York City. But Police Commissioner Ray Kelly said there was no particular reason to think that the men were here. Mayor Michael Bloomberg said the city has not received any specific threats against the celebration in Times Square, and while there would be an extended and expanded police presence, it wouldn't be much different than any other time in the city when a lot of people come together.
This is New York. You can't not do this. You can't let the terrorists win. This is what this country is all about, the right to go out and express yourself and make a better life and have a good time. And we're going to do that.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg on CBS News this morning. And everything is ready. 10,000 balloons have been blown up for the occasion. And the mayor, along with actor Christopher Reeve and his wife Dana Reeve, will lead the countdown that signals the lowering of the crystal ball at midnight. Afterwards, confetti will be released from rooftops and there will be fireworks. Walking around Times Square at lunchtime, Broadway was filled with tourists and sightseers, but it was not as crowded as a typical holiday night. Most people said they were not worried. Steve MacLear came with a group of friends from Detroit. It will be his first New Year's in Times Square.
Got to do it once, right?
Uh-huh. Are you a little worried at all about the security?
No, not at all.
Terrorism?
No.
How come?
Well, I figured there's too many people here. If it happens, it happens. There's no way to, I don't know, I'm just not worried about it.
Rabina and Rosina Sharali are sisters who have come over from London. They plan to stay inside.
We're actually going to watch it from our hotel room. In our own comfort.
And why not here?
Because it's going to be packed and really squashed and crowded, and I think it's better to watch
and
it from our
room. Maybe very cold too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to freeze our butts off tonight.
Are you worried about the security and terrorism or any of that?
Not really, no. I don't think it's going to happen here tonight. Well, I hope and pray that it doesn't anyway.
Perhaps young people always feel immortal. But Mayor Michael Bloomberg said today, if you're worried about safety, come to New York City.
City's safe and ready, and we're doing what we normally do when we have big events. We're in the business of preventing problems, and the NYPD is certainly up to the job.
And as if to confirm that fact, the latest homicide statistics for Manhattan were released today, and they were startling, 82 for the year. The murder rate hasn't dipped that low for about a century. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.